What are you doing? You're not ready.
For what?
Oh, I sent you an email, I sent you a WhatsApp message, I Facebooked you, I Snapchat, I texted. Did I need to write a letter?
It would have been appreciated, because I didn't get any of those things.
Where is your football t-shirt?
I haven't got one.
Oh, it's a good job I brought one with me. Go on, you're not ready. Go and put it on. Off you go.
Is it the right size?
I'm sure it'll be fine. You send all those messages. Well, good morning. It's been a busy week, hasn't it? I have noticed lots of flags everywhere. I've also seen quite a lot of football on the television, and there's something, I think it's called a World Cup, going on at the moment. Am I right in thinking that? So this morning, I thought I would put my own team together. Gareth Southgate, watch out, because I believe that the dream team is right here and right now. So I have some key skills that I'm looking for in people this morning. First of all, I've heard that being a good footballer, being part of the team, is being able to do keepy uppies. I heard at first, I thought it said footballers need to wear hush puppies, but I don't know what they are. So keepy uppies, anybody can come and give me a hand with keepy uppies? Someone is pointing at their dad, and their dad's going, no. Andy, will you come and give me a hand? I'm sure that you are good at keepy uppies. Anybody else? Don't have to be a child, and you don't have to be a man or a boy. Oh, come on. So, it's nothing like putting you on the spot, really, is there? So, keepy uppies. Can you tell me what they are? Because, you know, is it something with a foot? Some kind of... All right, could you give us a little demonstration? We'll cheer you. Yes, go on.
Okay, so I believe you have to keep the ball up with your foot.
Oh, okay, keepy uppies.
Not very good at this.
We will encourage you.
Andy.
Thank you. Do you stay? I'm not very good at this, do I? Okay, please come and stay and be part of my team. What about, now the next thing I hear, that there's lots of training, and I've seen on the training camps, there's been lots of people running backwards and forwards with their hands held together, as though people are trying to, well, I thought they were doing the hokey cokey at first, but it's not that. So I need a little team to come and join me. Oh, don't be shy. I don't want to suddenly have to pick people. The whole of the Robinson family are going, yes, yes, we will. Come on, come on. Come on, Robinsons, 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 Robinsons. Come on, Lily Rose. Oh, Jack! Hey! Come on. It's all right, I'm not going to make you do keep up. So I just want you to be as part... Come on, Jack. Jack, we need you as well. They definitely need you. Need your skills. So if you could just hold hands and Andy is trying to come and get through you or whatever it is they do when they're training. So we're going to try and get past you and you've got to try and stop us. Oh, no, they're a bit too rough there. Oh, you've been practicing, haven't you? Right, you can be on my team. Come and stand here. Thank you very much. I've also noticed that, you know, there's a lot of T-shirts. So that's why I wasn't best pleased with Sylvia not coming in her T-shirt. When I'd said to be on the team, you need to wear your T-shirt. Come on.
I've got
you
it on
You may now
there.
Be
I'm
on
ready.
The team. Very good. And... do quite a lot of sitting down. So if anybody would like to come and be my people on the bench, it's not that they're sitting down thinking, oh, I'm just planning my weekly shop. I'm not, I'm just thinking, what am I going to have for my tea? Brilliant. But actually, they have still done the training and they're mentally and physically fit. But they've got that mindset of, it's not about will I get to play, it's when I get to play. So you may be on the bench at the moment, but you might be up on the pitch at any point. Cherry's very excited about that. So let's look back at my team. Let's have a look at them then. I have got Keepy Uppy King. A round of applause for Andy. And I've got my training camp here, who are just the defenders and the attackers. Brilliant. I've got Sylvia, who thinks now that she's got the right T-shirt, she... there's all... someone who has to run off with the ball and keep it to themselves, isn't there? Well, I will speak to Artwell later. Give my team a round of applause. Thank you, team. If you'd like to come and see us.
Well done.
In our reading today, the Apostle Paul reminds us, as he writes to Timothy, who in his previous letter is described as my true son in the faith. Imagine having a letter written to you and it says, my true son in the faith, about the importance of being in the game. And you've probably worked out by now that actually I'm not really talking about football, the little that I know. Paul was writing to encourage Timothy in his faith, but also to challenge him to live it out, to keep the faith, but also to live out his calling as he shared the good news of Jesus Christ with others. So let's look back at my team. Keepy up is just one of the many skills in football. There is no one way to be a Christian, as we, all of us here, and everyone else who's a Christian, we're all individuals. That's how God made us. How exciting is that? We are unique. You are unique. You are unique. You are unique. It's about entering into a relationship with God through Jesus and knowing, really knowing, that God loves us. We, you and I, can be in the game. God can and will use us. Now, I think my football team would have had to train pretty hard, and we know that World Cup teams train regularly, together and separately. They don't just turn up for the game thinking they're match ready. They work at it. The New Testament tells us many times about the body of believers. Being together to worship, pray, carry each other's burdens. But it is also important to spend time with God on our own. Studying the Bible, talking with and listening to God. Do we just turn up to church when we feel like it? When it's convenient? Coming to church is part of being equipped for the week ahead. To be used by God in our schools, in our workplaces, our families, our communities, and yes, here at CSK. To be equipped to live out his calling in our lives as individuals and as a church. Now, however good Sylvia looked in her sports t-shirt, and she was modelling it quite well there, wasn't she? That doesn't really make her a footballer. And I can categorically tell you that my skills have not improved at all since I bought this t-shirt. But in the book of Samuel are these words. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. Well, that's got to be good. Paul also encouraged Timothy to keep your head in all situations. We heard Janet read it earlier. Avoiding people who, to suit their own desires, only want to be told what their itching ears want to hear. And he also writes about being prepared in season and out of season. And that made me think of sitting on the bench. When we're not sure which way to turn, and life seems particularly hard, and we're asking, where is God in my situation? Why has this happened? If you feel like you're on the bench this morning, you're watching the game rather than being in it, then talk to God about that. And more importantly, listen to his response. Be prepared in season and out of season. And as Paul nears the end of his letter to Timothy, his final thoughts include these words. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. God continually keeps his promises to us and builds us up so that we can keep the faith strong in the knowledge that he will thoroughly equip us for every good work. And it is from this equipping that he sends us out to share that faith with others. It's not like Artwell keeping the ball to himself. My t-shirt has these words on it: passion, glory, and honour. We all have things in our lives that we are passionate about. God has created us to be passionate people. We only need to look at Jesus to know that. But I pray that when we talk about passion and glory and honour, that our eyes are firmly fixed on God. Be in the game, keep the faith, and listen to how God might want to use you.